So when I started writing the film, I was thinking about a love triangle, obviously, because I think it's, you know, dramaturgically one of the most interesting engine that has been, you know, created when we talk about love stories, of course, because you put your character in front of a dilemma and a choice. And because it was a French film about English culture, I tried to create two male characters, one French, one English, that would be extremely different. But I try to not have like stereotypes. So, for example, when I thought about the best friend who was French and who was a seducer, I didn't want him to be like a toxic seducer. I wanted him to be more like a Casanova, you know, than a Don Juan, someone who loves them all and cannot choose really. But I wanted to create an alchemy and a relationship between Camille and him that would be something coming from childhood almost, you know, where they would share language, they would share jokes, they would be silly together and shameless and everything. And then when I thought about this, you know, English character that would be the love story, without spoiling anything, I am actually spoiling everything. I thought about what I love in Jane Austen's books, about these main characters that are the opposite of the alpha male. They don't really like to speak out loud in public. They are sometimes saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. There is a pudor, there is a shyness, there is a depth that has to be searched for. So it's clearly an homage to Mr. Darcy, my English character. And when I casted the actors, I was I knew Pablo Poli, the French actor, because I wrote as a scriptwriter, I wrote a film where he was playing. And he was, I remember coming on the set and hearing him messing up with all my lines, but only to do it better. So he's like a comedy machine, really. And so I knew that he would be perfect for that role. And I had trouble to find the actor, the English actor, actually. It's the casting director who really found him. And when I met him, I first, obviously, I thought, okay, my references are like, you know, the Richard Curtis and the 19s, the rom-coms. And he clearly has something from Hugh Grant. And this is perfect, but it's not only that, of course, is that he's an actor, he's an English actor. In terms of like techniques, he can do everything. He can dance, he can sing, he can play everything. And so it was also, you know, he studied in Cambridge. He was very, very close to the character I wrote, so it was perfect. Well, so I when I wrote the script, I had already like some very clear choices that I was hoping to get. The first, you know, the opening of the film is obviously a dirty dancing song, and I wanted to hear the voice of my main character talking about loneliness, really. And then there is Schubert that was there since the beginning, because I do write listening Schubert. I am a bit Schubert obsessive, compulsive listener. And then what was really beautiful was the collaboration with the composer, because I remember, for example, telling him, you know, this scene in the Chinese restaurant, I want to, let's watch In the Mood for Love again, because it will be really the way I want to film it. And I needed the music, the soundtrack I needed for shooting the scene, because they had to dance with the right tempo, the actors, right? And he came back with something that, you know, it's very similar for the first 3-4 notes, and then it goes somewhere else. And I loved it so much that when we started to edit the film, I asked him to record the same melody with different instruments, and it became the, I don't know if you say that in English, the theme, you know, the main theme of the character. And so, yes, the music is so important, because I think I want, it's a first film, and I wanted to be free, and I think when you love music, you love so many kinds of music. And I wanted to have, you know, Je t'aime à l'italienne, which is like a very cheesy and funny song that has absolutely nothing to do with the scene they are in, because they are driving to go to England, you know. But it's the kind of song you share when you have like a common history, when you're not afraid to sing badly in front of someone, for example. So yes, the music was extremely important at every stage. It helped me to write, it helped me to direct actors, and it helped me with the editing to actually, you know, like created the film.